Today is Monday, May 31st, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I almost forgot I needed to record because I'll tell you why. Because today's a holiday and we, you know, it was a long weekend and it just feels like a weekend day. Because I didn't have work and, well, I took the day off. That's a long story, but we get PTO and they took away all the holiday days. So if you want to take a holiday, you have to take a PTO day. But at the same time, they gave us extra PTO to make up for it. So if you wanted to take a really, really long vacation, but you wanted to work on holidays to make up for it, it works out. But Mark had it off just by default, and so I took it off. And anyway, so we were just sitting around, and I was like, oh yeah, crap, I've got to record, because we also today kind of became our Sunday. We normally do our grocery shopping on Sunday, and we ran out of time yesterday, and so we were about to go to the store, and I said, oh, I have to record because I don't know how long it's going to take us at the store, and I don't want to release something too late. So anyway. So yeah, that's kind of what it is. So yeah, it was a long weekend. Mark and I didn't have any plans for, we went to Houston last weekend, and I know I talked to you guys a lot about that, and so we didn't really plan to do anything this weekend because we have another trip coming up at the beginning of July. July 2nd, we're going to St. Thomas, and so we didn't really want to plan anything, or I didn't want to plan anything for this weekend. And plus, my parents had kept Sydney, our dog, while we were in Houston, and so we had told them we would keep their dog while they were out of town for Memorial Day weekend. So it was like, well, we need to stay around the house. So on Friday, we recorded Mix Minus. And so that was something that I did Friday night. And that went well, as well as can be expected. And then on Saturday, I got up and I don't really, to be honest, I don't remember exactly what we did on Saturday. I know one thing that we did. So we kind of hung around the house. We did go for a walk. We did extra. We've been doing extra because it's been raining so much recently that we missed a whole day. We missed one whole day last week, and then we missed one lap of another day. And so we needed to make up those laps because I wanted to make sure that I got the same amount of walking consistently from week to week, if at all possible. Plus, I did gain a pound. Wah, wah. I gained a pound when I weighed on Saturday. And so, I really want to make sure that I'm walking or doing some form of exercise. I know that doesn't burn a lot of calories, but it, at least it's something. And I did find that, I don't know, maybe a month ago when he and I started walking consistently, that I started losing a little bit more weight than I was losing before. And I thought, well, it's totally worth it to walk and lose a little bit more weight or not gain, whatever the case may be. And so so we walked and we, like I said, we had some laps to make up. And so we walked a little bit of extra. And then we came back and I decided that I wanted brunch, and I can't remember. No. I decided for lunch we were going to have a chicken sandwich from Popeyes. And so we went to Popeyes and we got a chicken sandwich and fries, and they have these really good beignets. When I say beignets, I mean, obviously, if you go to New Orleans and you go to Café Du Monde or whatever it's called, Du Monde, and you get a fresh beignet there, I'm sure they're much better. But these are the fast food version of that. But not only are they the fast food version of beignet, And so it's kind of like a donut, kind of like a square donut thing with powdered sugar on it. But they fill them with chocolate. And the chocolate actually is really good. So we got a bag of those, and we got two chicken sandwich, or, you know, one chicken sandwich apiece and fries. And that was our lunch. And then in the afternoon, we went and did some plant shopping because we needed to do, we really needed to add some color to our front yard and to our flower beds. Because, you know, the standard builder grade sort of landscaping that you get when you buy a new house is normally they will put a front flower bed, maybe two, and then they're going to put some kind of bushes in there. You know, maybe some monkey grass. Or, you know, that's what we called it when I was growing up. Some of the grasses and then, you know, a couple of little sprigs of the grasses and then five or six bushes and a crepe. Around here, a crepe myrtle is a very common thing to also put in the flower bed. So we had all that. We had bushes, monkey grass, and crepe myrtle. But we didn't have anything that, or other than the crepe myrtle, we didn't have anything that flowers. And so last year, my mom brought over, we found out something, we found out they're called lantana. My mom brought last year and we planted them, and they actually got very big. They did very well, and they flowered all summer and into the fall. And so we thought we might get some more of those because they are, is it annuals that die every year? I don't know. I think annuals is correct. And so we consider getting more of those, but we wanted to look around. And it's so difficult to decide what to plant. It's like, well, you don't want to do just one of something. You want to do little groupings, or at least that's what we're thinking, because we're trying to base it on design. And you want odd numbers of things. You don't want, but you don't usually want one of anything. You want at least three. At little groupings. And so I thought the same thing would probably be true of flowers, but we decided, and so we went to this nursery. We had tried to do this on Friday afternoon, actually, but they were already closed. So we went on Saturday afternoon. And we went, anyway, so we looked around, and interestingly enough, at this first nursery we went to, I asked when we checked out, because we didn't buy a whole lot, but Mark needed some perlite for, I'm not even quite sure what perlite is, but it's some kind of filler that you put in your soil to make it more airy, or more, you know, allow more breathing room for the roots of your plants, I believe is what it's for. But I think it's little pellet looking things or little beads. But he couldn't find it the day before, and so we went to this nursery nearby. And they did have it. It's a huge nursery, but they really were very low on the annuals and perennials as far as flowering. But they have like a whole field full of trees. But we weren't really shopping for trees, so we got that. But anyway, when we went up, I wanted to ask them, well, if we were to buy trees here at some point, because they're really close to our house. And I thought, well, that would be convenient, you know, to find trees really close to our house. I said, hey, if we bought a tree or more, is there like a minimum for you guys to plant them? Is there a fee? You know, do you plant them at all? Do we have to plant them ourselves? You know, what's the deal? And the guy said, no. He said, we will plant the trees for you. And it doesn't matter how many you buy. You could buy one, you could buy 50. You know, it doesn't matter. We will plant them if you buy them here. I said, okay, cool. But, and I got the card, but then I kept looking at this guy because he looked familiar. And I had this guy, there was this guy before I met Mark that I hung out with a few times and hung out, air quotes, but I don't know. And I feel like he was looking at me as well. And if it's the same guy, he's aged and gained weight, because I've been with Mark for 9 years almost. And so this would have been over 9 years ago, the last time I, air quotes, hung out with this guy. And I thought he was kind of looking at me, but he didn't have a name tag on, so he didn't have his name. So I didn't know if it, so I will never know, bottom line, because we left. But I thought, you know, he looks kind of familiar if he had like gained weight a little bit, not maybe 30 pounds, maybe gained about 30 pounds. Got a little bit more wrinkled than he was before, but I'm not sure. So I'm not really sure, but occasionally I will see someone around. I'll think, oh, they look familiar. I don't know. So we got the perlite, and then we went to Lowe's, and we spent forever trying to pick out plants, but we finally found some stuff, and we went to Walmart and got some mulch because I have a discount there. So we decided to get some mulch there. We got black mulch, and then that was pretty much it. We went out to eat at a nicer restaurant that was new to us, actually, in Fayetteville, called the Old Post Office in Fayetteville. And that was pretty good. I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't a chain, and it was a nice restaurant, and it had good reviews. Mark got pork belly, and I got steak. And we had a nice evening, and then we came back and watched TV. And then Sunday, we spent the whole day doing yard work. I mowed, I edged, I weed-eated. Mark dug a bunch of holes, and then we planted the flowers. But it looks really good now. I posted a few pictures on Twitter and Instagram, and it's looking great in the front. So it was good that we spent a little bit of time doing that work. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.